This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Over North Korea, that's the question, my friends. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the challenge, maybe some would say. However, the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, told all of us to sleep comfortably at night. The threat is not imminent, and not to consider that Kim Jong-un should seriously blow apart the West Coast. Because of all of the missile tests and because of all of the rhetoric that's been going on, some are very fearful of it. And I would say, sure, there is a chance that he could take some action. But if you really think about it, the United States rather, versus North Korea, who do you think wins that powwow? Of course, the United States. It's really more a question of what are you guarding against and how far is the United States willing to go? Will people die in North Korea? And then what? What happens after that? Well, there would be repercussions for us in this country of some form, whether it's markets that are rollicking, businesses that freeze up, if not for any kind of extended period, but temporarily. However, that has not happened. The threat is hanging in the air, but it depends on what department you believe and listen to get a better understanding, I suppose, of what's truly going on and what could most likely happen. What are the scenarios? And there are a lot of different scenarios. North Korea pretty much dismissed the Trump threat of fire and fury, declaring him bereft of reason, as they said, and warned ominously about any kind of a move. Pyongyang also said it was about to take military action on Guam. So they're not backing off of the Guam threat. So should we sleep well? And then what also is interesting, because we haven't really thought about this for a long time, how many weapons do we have? How many nuclear weapons do we have to fight back, let's say? Well, we know those numbers. As of the beginning of July, the United States has 6,800 warheads. Does that make you breathe easier? With that knowledge? Now, 2,800 apparently are retired. 4,000 are stockpiled. 1,800 are deployed. Our number of warheads is second only to Russia. They have 7,000. Now, North Korea and others, somewhere between, and we don't know, we're throwing darts at a board, somewhere between 80 and 300 warheads. For North Korea. As of the beginning of July, the thought was they had material for 20 warheads. And we talk about Korea, and North Korea specifically, and how far their missiles would reach. How far would our missiles reach? How far could we go? And the answer is, we have the machinery in place to get to North Korea. Of course we do. And then it kind of brought up the question for me is, I don't know, what does this whole nuclear world look like? Because we have to go way back to the Cuban Missile Crisis to talk about that, which has some bearing on what we're seeing today. But nine countries have or are rumored to have nuclear arsenals. And, of course, Russia, the United States, the UK, France, Israel, Pakistan, India, China, and North Korea. And we all know the story of what happened in 1945, the atomic bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II. And that started the whole arms race. But now supposedly we are in a different kind of world. So the one thing the North Korea conversation does do is it does make you think about it. Think about possibilities and possibilities of who out there has the capabilities and who could be dangerous. And would you really get a warning before something happened? And of course the answer is, maybe not. And how about this? Holy guacamole. Some people are like moths to the flame. And apparently Anthony Scaramucci is one of those guys. He's going to be a guest on the Stephen Colbert show. He's going to be on the show next week. Wow, that's interesting. And he tweeted out, this is just a heads up for our censors to get ready. Because, of course, he stepped down from the communications director role just 10 days after the announcement of his appointment. And that was prompted because of his profane interview, Blue, given to the New Yorker, where he made obscene, expletive-laden statements about members of several people in the Trump administration. That might be worth watching. Just see what they do. But we know it's going to be over-the-top sarcastic, so it would be set up. It would have to be. And that's a ratings getter, so that's why they would go after him. There's no question about that. And then quickly, also here at the top is this. You know, where we're talking about what's happening in North Korea, for many people, though, they put on their bucket list a trip to Kenya. Well, Kenya is violent right now. Kenyan police opened fire on Wednesday to clear up rioters in a bunch of different areas after a presidential challenger, Raila Odinga, alleged election fraud, saying hackers used the identity of a murdered official to infiltrate the database of the Election Commission and manipulate results. Oh, we've heard that before. President Kenyatta had a strong lead in the provisional results with 96% of all the polling stations counted. So the Election Commission defended the voting system, saying it was secure, saying there was no interference before or after or even during Tuesday's election. But because of the claims that the election had been rigged, angry protesters made it kind of tricky in Nairobi and some other poor areas of Kenya. Stay with us.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Time, a dude named Raul Kumar will join us with a very interesting company. So you don't want to miss that conversation. I'm not even going to give you clues. I'm just not going to even give you clues. That's all you need to know. Because once he jumps on, you'll be intrigued. And it has to do. Well, I'll give you a little clue. It has to do with what cities are considering doing, and something that was created to kind of up the ante versus Uber, taking Uber. I mean, now it's all about transportation. How do you get from point A to point B cheaply, effectively, and with not a lot of muss or fuss? So any city that figures that out, because we're thinking like buses, that kind of transportation, they win. It's a win. And Raul Kumar will fill in the blanks for us, but you'll be intrigued when you hear what they do. That's for darn sure. Technology, pretty amazing. Just the other night we were talking about one of my favorite apps, Calm.com, and it's funny, before we had the CEO on, I downloaded it maybe a month ago, and I've used it, and it's great for trying to fall asleep. I can tell you that if you have trouble with the falling asleep, Calm works. And you have apps of like a fire. In fact, I'll let you hear it. Here's one of my favorites through the miracle of radio. Does that sound calm to you? Yeah. It's Wilderness. It's part of the Daily Calm. So the Daily Calm there is that you're like out in the mountains. You know, you're out in the lake just chilling, just chillaxing, or in front of a fire. I don't know. I thought it was clever. And it probably works for some people. For me, it's the sleep thing that works. You know, I saw, it's like porn for some. It's like furniture porn for some people. For some reason, somebody sent me a link to this IKEA catalog. And I'm telling you, their stuff looks so good, but how do you put it together? I've had a few IKEA things. The best thing I ever got from IKEA was a floor lamp. And you know why it was the best thing I ever got? It didn't cost an arm and a leg. That was one. But it was not to be duplicated, kind of cool sort of block light. And it was assembled completely in the store. But you could pick it up off the showroom floor, and it was yours. So picking it up off the showroom floor, completely already fixed, was perfect for me. Just perfect. But if you look at the catalog, I'll say it again, it looks great. But you have to have patience, and you have to know how to assemble things. And some people would listen to this and just laugh and say, you know, you have to be kidding, because how hard can it be to assemble a few things from IKEA? And the answer is very hard. It's not so easy. Because it's more than, oh, just screw in this thing here and that. No, it's much more difficult than that. So while IKEA tries to get you with their clever catalog, if you go a couple of streets down and take a right, you probably run into a Walmart, I would imagine. And there was a story about Walmart saying that shoppers might not have to ask for help in the future. Well, that's a relief. So, and why is that? Because if you make a scowl, that would summons a worker right away. So they would read your face. You know what this would be like? It'd be like when you're in Vegas and they look for card readers and they have those eyes in the sky. So at Walmart, this patent thing they just filed was a way to get closer to customers through this video system that keeps tabs on their facial expressions when they go through the store. I mean, that's like body language. Are you kidding? If you read my expression, it could mean nothing. I mean, I could make a scowl like I have no idea what I'm looking for, but I could just have one of my 10 million thoughts running through my head. I'm not schizophrenic, but I'm like, if I'm thinking, I could just be reacting to walking around and thinking about something, and I'm just mindlessly walking and knowing the direction I'm going in. I don't know. But they're not giving a lot of details about it. But what they envision, apparently, is this video would scan customers who are frustrated or unhappy so that they can get help. So you can't, now I get this. You can't find a product, can't figure out pricing, but I think it would be difficult to always tell that. I think this goes either way. I think that this would either, some people would think it would just be a massive hit. I think it could be a massive hit or be a disaster. Because I don't know about you, but do you like to be bugged consistently? And the answer is no, you don't like to be bugged consistently. So, meaning you don't want to be, just me. I don't want to have somebody constantly fluttering around me like a butterfly, and I'm friendly, but I don't want to have to be asked, oh, geez, you seem like you're looking for something. What can I do? How can I help you? Ooh, I don't know. That can go either way. It could be really good, because if it's nightmarish and you're looking for something and you get frustrated, okay, that kind of makes sense. But I think it could also be annoying. I don't know. Plus, the whole idea is now they have to try to read my body language when I go into a store. Am I the only one bugged by that? Send me your thoughts on that, americatonight.net, or tweet it to me at Kate S. Delaney. Kate S. Delaney. I don't want to have my expressions read, I suppose, right? I just don't. Okay, you're going to love this. How about as we're sticking with reading us, how about reading your pets or reading to your pets? So Amazon has this thing, you know, Audible, and they want to narrate. They're the largest seller of narrated books. They want your dog to listen to Pride and Prejudice and other classic literature. So they're teaming up with Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, on a new service called Audible for Dogs. The pitch to pet owners isn't to turn your dog into a canine scholar, but to keep him calm and happy when you leave for work. So Millan says that he's always looking for ways where people don't feel guilty, worried, stressed when they leave their dogs behind, because the separation anxiety the pet feels can result in bad behavior, barking, destruction of furniture, or just your dog's depressed. So I, of course, have Mahalo, who is my associate producer, and he rules the roost. He's like the King Kong of the house. I don't think he's depressed when he just gets to roam and do his thing. I can't imagine him listening to Audible to hear, I don't know, to hear whatever it is they're reading to him. But they say this could really work, that it would reduce stress in animals, that they've researched this. So it's not like they're just doing this to do it, that they actually had 100 dogs participate through Milan's Dog Psychology Center, and 76% of dog owners who played the audiobooks for their dogs reported an increase in calm, relaxed behavior in the pets over a 4-week period. So they're creating these books right now. And you could use them in Echo and the Echo device they have and whatnot, and the dog would be able to listen to it. I wonder how many people would subscribe to it, because Audible content, you get it through subscription, which is $14.95, and the books recommended for dogs are priced the same as other Audible titles. So, I don't know. They've set up an audio file for dogs. They've got a landing page. I was looking at that. And I bet there'd be people that, I don't know. I bet there would be people that would sign up for it. But I wonder how effective it would be. Some people say they leave televisions on. So I guess, you know, they're hearing that. So if you've got TV on and you're just this time doing sound, maybe there is something to that. Calmer dogs, happier dogs, seriously. I mean, who knows? Stay with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime, coming up on the flip side.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Idling in our virtual green room for this edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime, Raw Kumar, who is with I don't know what I'm saying.
And I want to point out, Kate, and Raul, welcome to the show, but I want to point out what a clever way to introduce Raul, because the word idling is perfectly appropriate for what his company Transloc does.
So tell us about Transloc. Sure. So we're a transportation technology company.
I love that. What is it?
We're a transportation technology company based out here in Durham, North Carolina. We've been around about 13 years, but we're probably the youngest 13-year-old technology company you'll ever see. Our focus for the better part of a decade was really helping people solve their most basic needs with mobility, which is, where the heck is my bus? And we did that. We did that well. We were the first ever transit app in the iPhone App Store in 2007. And since that time, we've seen cities and transit agencies evolve. And we've really grown from our core business of tracking people's buses to helping transform mobility in the places where we work. You know, we've all taken an Uber probably a couple of times this week itself. And probably not taking public transit. And that trend has kind of spiraled for transit agencies and cities all over the world. And so what we work on is helping cities and transit agencies develop a brand new type of transit system, one that is demand responsive, one that has publicly financed public transportation show up at the push of a button.
So you are a competitor to Uber? Or
well,
you empower or enable a competitor to Uber?
Sure, that's a great question. So they're worth about $68 billion, and we're not. So we wouldn't call ourselves a competitor to Uber.
Yeah, but we also don't talk about your CEO as much as we talk about their CEO or former CEO. So you do have some other cultural advantages, I suspect.
I would hope so. We have a really great culture here, and our CEO would scoff at me if he was even in the same breath as Mr. Kalanick over there. But more specifically, what we look at is cities in general. Every dollar that is invested in public transportation in cities returns about a 400% ROI. So you get $4
say that,
for every $1.
Whoa, I got to let that sink in.
Sure.
Say that again.
No problem. $1 invested in public transit operation for a city returns $4 in economic development.
Really?
So that could be people with new jobs. That could be people paying more taxes. So it is a real vital industry, and I would even classify it as a public utility in cities.
Aren't there a lot of statistics that so here I'm a little confused by some of your statistics. I'm not questioning
sure.
them. I'm trying to understand them. I was under the impression that in 2017, millennials in particular like to use public transportation and don't like to drive because it means they can continue to use their phone. But you're actually saying they prefer a ride program like Uber over public transportation, and that's hurting cities instead of them getting a bump from millennial behavior.
Right. I would say it's a combination of both. So definitely in the dense cities like New York and San Francisco, where viable public transit options exist and alternatives are either too expensive or impractical, absolutely millennials will choose public transit. However, in secondary cities, which I think we all saw in November what happens when secondary cities come out en masse, how they can change the state of a nation, in those cities where the public transportation isn't as viable of an option, you have to have a competing solution. And Uber and Lyft is just too expensive for even millennials to take. So you're right, and I would say I think both of your statistics are right there, that yes, millennials take transit more, but it's only in these tier one cities, not across the nation.
And your solution is a solution because, explain to us what Transloc does.
Yeah, sure. So what we've seen because of all of these things that are going on with the new gig workforce, right? People work different hours. People have different types of jobs. Cities are changing and growing, and there's different dynamics that are happening. We've seen that public transit itself hasn't evolved and has not modernized to the point of keeping up with those kind of changes. And it's not because they don't want to. It's just because they have a very difficult job. But cities have a public mandate to provide mobility to their citizens. And so what we do... Sorry, go ahead, Ken.
No, so I was just going to jump in there and say, so tell us what you do specifically. How do you pull people in and get that word out, et cetera?
Sure. So that's exactly the crux of our business. Is what we do is we work directly with a city. And what a city comes and tells us is, well, we want an Uber-type solution for public transit. You see this, I don't know if you've kind of followed what's going on in Los Angeles. Both the mayor and the head of the transit agency there that says, we're going to have a micro-transit demand-responsive public transportation system, and it's going to happen soon. So big cities are talking about this idea of micro-transit and demand-driven transportation. So what we do is we help cities get there, and we do that in a very specific way. One is we have a simulation. So think of it as a absolutely no-consequence option for a city or a transit agency to figure out if this type of transit is good for them. Right?
So they no consequence means no cost.
Yeah.
No cost.
Yeah.
No cost whatsoever. Before they even put a set of tires on the road, they know what success looks like. They know what questions to ask. And they know if this is the right thing for them.
And that's through the use of your simulator, so they're able to use it to see what this micro transit idea would look like in their city, given their needs and their infrastructure?
That's exactly right. So right now, Uber can predict a pickup within about 90% accuracy. Why is that? they have a ton of data on how people move, right?
Yeah.
We want to give that same power to cities. We want to give cities the ability to say, I want to know my people, I want to know where they're going, and I want to create a system for the well-being of my city.
So I would love to be in a pitch meeting. I would love to be in a pitch meeting with you and how you guys pitch this, because it sounds so incredibly interesting. And if I'm the mayor, city council, etc., I'm involved in transportation, I would be so intrigued. And there's so many cities, I think, that would be interested in this. What's the reaction been like?
It's been amazing. So we've had the simulator publicly available now for only 2 weeks, and we've signed up somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 different types of cities, and all across the board, low density cities, high density cities, and you're right, this is not something that needs to be sold. This is something that there's such an appetite for it. And I've been in the public transportation mobility space for 20 years. I've worked on all things like alternative fuels and electric buses all the way to driverless cars. And this is the first time in my experience have I ever seen such an appetite for something so new. And we can thank Uber and Lyft for creating this market. Now it's time for cities to take advantage of it.
We're talking with Raul Kumar. His company is Transloc. It's TRANSLOC.com. And I guess the question I'm trying to understand, or the thing I'm trying to understand here, Raul, is if I'm a user in my city of your microtransit system, or the microtransit system you've enabled my city to offer, what does that look like for me? I'm at home. I want to go to work. What's the experience for me?
Sure. So the average person in less dense cities waits up to 40 minutes for a bus.
Wow.
And they don't just have to wait for one bus. Most people have to go from one to another. And this isn't just one or two cities. This is in the majority of cities in America. That the public transportation networks, at no fault of city, just cannot keep up with growth and changes in population. So what the experience, and for us, a core facet of our simulator isn't just the cost to the agency, and it isn't just the operating criteria. Those are all nuts and bolts. But what's central to what we do is the passenger experience, the rider experience. So what our algorithm does, and I don't want to get into too much, fuzzy math here, but we focus on two things there: the amount of time someone waits for a bus and the amount of time they're on the bus. Those are two critical indicators of success for mobility. No matter what mode you're looking at, you can reduce the amount of time they wait and reduce the amount of time they ride. It's fantastic. So, to your point, Greg, if you are a user of a microtransit system in many of the cities that we're working with, what you do is you pull up your smartphone. You look at your smartphone, you push a button, and a vehicle shows up. Just like Uber.
That's easy. Boy, that's easy.
I think I have already proven to myself that I can do that.
Yeah.
What is that vehicle?
Right. So typically speaking, it's going to be a smaller vehicle. The cities we've talked to can use anything from 5 to 7 passenger vans all the way up to 16 to 20 seat larger vehicles. But that's a good question because, I mentioned those two elements about ride quality. The third element is we try to group trips together. So automatically, if you and your neighbor are going along the same path to the same destination, guess what? You're going to be grouped on a trip.
Wow. What a
fascinating. Hey, we are out of time, guys. I gotta fly, and you do too. Maybe we could get one of those transports to come pick me up. But Raul, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need
need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. That's the way that it goes. It's what nobody knows.
Of America tonight. Go Cubs, go! I made no secret of the fact that I was unabashedly rooting for the Chicago. Listen, the Cubs, I got a lot of friends. My cousin John lives in Philadelphia, and he is so excited about the Chicago Cubs. They bounced back off of the great performance from Jake Arrieta. So now that series against the Tribe is tied at one. I think the Cubs win it in six. We'll see what happens. Sorry for all my friends in Ohio. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Ohio. And a big shout-out to one of our new affiliates in Lubbock, Texas. Gotta love my Texas people in Austin and in Houston and in Lubbock and whatnot. And I know you're all thinking about the Cowboy game. And, of course, the Cowboys getting ready to take on my Philadelphia Eagles. And that happens on Sunday night. And that was our game of the week, our nail the score game. And we've been talking about the back and forth of politics, of course, and what the polls say and all of that. So a breath of fresh air in the studio. She's in our virtual green room. In fact, she flew all the way here from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Wow, I am so flattered that she did that. She flew in just to be a guest on America Tonight. Donna St. Louis. She is a sought-after speaker. She's really a business growth, I can say that, guru. And pretty soon she'll never talk to me. I mean, hopefully she'll put me on a list somewhere because she's just that popular. She has a book out that is sweeping the nation, and everybody wants to pick her brain. So we thought it'd be fun to have her on for this segment of It's Your Business, and we would do a little brain picking right here on America Tonight. So, Donna, thanks so much for flying in.
You are so very welcome, and I only got one brain, so pick lightly.
All right, so let's talk about your book. book. First of all, tell the listeners the name of the book, which I think is so clever, Remember the Word Six, and where they can pick it up afterwards, because I know they're going to all write emails to me and say, where can I get that book again? So the name of the book is The Six Kick-Ass Strategies of the Million-Dollar Entrepreneur, and they can get it on Amazon. All right, so here's the deal, guys. And we talk about this all the time. What is your vision? You think about that personally, professionally, and Donna's on a mission. So you wrote this book actually because, and this doves into what we talk about politically when we're talking about the economy. People are complaining about health care. They're complaining about numerous, really, things that affect their lives from property taxes to income taxes and everything in between. But you talk about the fact that your vision clearly is about the people in the middle, right?
Exactly. It's about that movable middle. And so the vision for eSuite Network, which is my company, is to bridge the gap between the 99% and the 1% by putting $1 trillion dead smack in the middle of the economy.
All right, so give us some highlights. How does a company do that? What are some of the strategies that you share, that you developed, that are actually working? Because you have clients that are seeing this happen, and in fact, some of them are maybe a little timid about it at first and then a little shocked, but it's working.
It definitely works. I would say, you know, the first thing that we do in order to make that trillion happen is, you know, don't buy lottery tickets, because that's not really, it's not a strong strategy. That's all I'm saying. But we want to help businesses grow, right? And the one challenge that we see with a lot of businesses is that they don't put strong enough goals in place on an annual basis, and then they don't have accountability partners to help them hold their feet to the fire to reach those goals. Basically, an external person who's not internal, they're not playing politics, but they can be the bad guy.
All right, and so what I want to talk about, too, is how you got here. So for everybody out there listening, I want you to hear Donna's backstory, because it's very, very strong. Where were you when you were 19 years old?
So 19 years old, I was living in a car on the side of the road in South Carolina.
How did you end up in a car on the side of the road?
My goal was to drive to New York City because I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty. She was the only chick I knew that could wear sandals in the middle of the winter and not bitch about it.
Wow. So that's what I want to do. I want to go to New York. But you didn't realize, oh, I don't really have the money and I don't know what I'm doing.
Two things. Cars take more than gas. You actually have to do, like, oil changes and brakes and stuff like that. So I didn't realize that that was kind of bad. And although I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty because I knew she had the answers, my car did not. And so I ended up stranded on the side of the road. And I couldn't call my mom to, like, helicopter and pick me up. That wasn't going to happen.
So how do you go from that to selling two businesses, right, for millions of dollars and then becoming the sought-after growth business growth guru?
Well, I'll tell you the number one thing is I can say this about myself. I take relentless action. So there is nothing, quite honestly, when it comes down to it, I don't think there is a risk too big. I think I quantify them well, and I go for it anyway. One thing my mom used to always say to me when I used to have these fits, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I should do this. My mom would say, will it kill you? And I'm like, yes, Mom, this one particular thing could end me. And she goes, well, that's fine because you won't remember anyway, so you might as well go for it. So I go for it a lot.
Wow. And so, again, for so many, there are a lot of business owners that listen to America Tonight. It's the no fear attitude, right?
Well, so that's the funny thing. I don't think it's that I'm fearless. I think it's that I'm more courageous. So it's not that I don't get scared. There are things that I get butterflies in my stomach and they keep me up at night and I worry and I'm thinking about the people that work for me and all the mortgages that I'm responsible for and how do I ensure that I keep all these people gainfully employed. Those things are scary as a business owner. But what I realize is that I do not have the opportunity to be afraid of something that's not real. So I have to go for it anyway. I have to be courageous for those people. since you started down this career path, and it takes a, you do keynote speeches, you work directly with companies, you know, your business has a couple of different, I'd say you have a big umbrella, business growth, and then there are other side areas that you delve into. What's been the greatest thing that's happened to you since you went down this road and didn't work for a company, because you worked for a company for a while?
I would say, you know what, I would say that it is truly, I do corporate retreats for a lot of clients, and I think that it's having that company that says, okay, we want to do 10% growth next year, and then I look at them and go, or we could do like 75%, and have them a little freaked out that we're going to do that, and then watch them just consistently reach for that goal. And here's the thing, even if they don't hit the 75%, the fact that they hit, you know, the 50% mark is still five times more than the goal they were going to try to reach. So watching people sit there and be naysayers and then really help put that money into that, that main vision of how do we put $1 trillion in the economy, that for me is one of my greatest things, to see my clients just like explode that way.
All right, so your vision is to do that, to put that trillion in. And what happens if we grow the middle? We see that in politics we're constantly talking about the middle guy's getting squeezed. Right. We can't afford anything. I'm making, you know, $65,000 and it's not working, and what do we do? And so it doesn't work. So if the middle guy makes the money, it pushes everybody up, including people a bit lower.
Yeah, so what happens is this. We always, and this is the one thing that drives me nuts about politics, right? We always talk about putting money all the way at the top or all the way at the bottom. How do we help the guy all the way at the bottom? How do we help the guy all the way at the top? But the people who really, really make a difference in our economy is the middle class. It is straight in the middle. If you get the middle class making more money and spending more money, it actually spurs our economy, and it continually spurs it. So if every time we put $1 trillion in, we actually drop that 1% a little more. So we have to be smart about how we're doing it and where we're doing it, ensuring that we're building businesses that are committed to making sure that they're not billionaires because everybody under them is making the minimum wage.
Right. Wow. Sounds like I hope you hit that. When are you going to hit that vision? In a couple of years?
Yeah, I'm working on it. A few more lottery tickets.
All right. Donna St. Louis, how can everybody find you? Give us your website.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to www.dawnna.com, you'll find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for flying in to be on the show. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's because you guys have good weather here, just like we do in Florida. If you were a little further north, this would just be completely, you know, I don't have anything other than flip-flops, just saying.
I love that. Flip-flops. I mean, are you kidding? I live in flat shoes and flip-flops. I think some of you can't relate to that, especially some of you listening in the tri-state area and in New York and New Jersey where I grew up. You know, you're starting to see that change in the seasons. All right, we come back on the flip side a little bit more from the campaign trail. Hang with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.